بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. All praises due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. Allah has no beginning to his existence and no ending. He does not resemble any of his creations. He does not need any of his creations. Whatever you imagine in your minds, Allah is different from it. I ask Allah Ta'ala humbly to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and all the prophets before him. It is obligatory to believe every prophet of Allah must be attributed with truthfulness, for it is impossible for them to lie, because this is an imperfection that contradicts the office of prophethood. And prophets must be attributed with trustworthiness, for it is impossible for them to betray. They do not cheat people when they seek them for advice, and they do not unjustly consume people's money. Prophets also must be attributed with intelligence. All prophets are intelligent, for it is impossible for them to be dull, because dullness, which is weakness of understanding, contradicts their office. As Allah sent them to convey the message and establish proofs against stubborn blasphemers. Consequently, lying and dishonesty are impossible to be among their attributes, as well as vileness, for these are the manners of the low people. There is no prophet who is vile, who sneaks lustfully, looks at marriageable women, and there is no one among them who steals, not even one grape. It is impossible for them to be attributed with foolishness, behaving unwisely. There is no one among them who says ugly words that disgust people. It is impossible for them to be attributed with dullness. There is no one among them who is dull, unable to establish proofs against those who oppose them. There is no one among them who is slow in understanding, who needs statements to be repeated for him several times to understand. It is impossible for them to be attributed with cowardice. However, it is not impossible for them to have natural fear. It is impossible for the prophets to commit a slip of the tongue in religious and non-religious matters. And every quality that repels people from accepting the call from them is impossible to be among their attributes, such as repelling ailments, like worms coming out of their bodies. They must be attributed with impeccability, without an exception. That is, they are protected from ever committing blasphemy, enormous sins, kaba'ir, and the small abject, despicable sins before and after prophethood. On the other hand, they may commit other non-despicable small sins, as what happened with our master Adam. However, if they commit such sins, they are immediately guided to repent before others of their nations imitate them, because they are the example for their nations. Hence, prophethood was not bestowed upon the 10 brothers of Yusuf, who, excluding Binyamin, since he did not partake in what the other, brothers committed of the mean deeds mentioned in the Quran, such as them hitting Yusuf and throwing him in the well and insulting their father, Prophet Yaqub. The Asbat, who were mentioned in the Quran, are not the ones who hurt Yusuf. Rather, the Asbat are the descendants of Yusuf's brothers who were chosen for prophethood. We ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast on the guidance of the prophets and on the religion of Al-Islam, and Allah Ta'ala knows best.